Sanganithyananda Chandrasekaracharya Mukundadatta L.A. Tena Kaila Sarvakarya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, three personalities went with him to perform all the necessary activities. They were Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Mukundadatta. Ei Adilara Kaila Sutra Ganana Vishtari Varnila Iha Dash Vrindavana. Thus I have summarized the incidents of the Adilila. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has described them elaborately in his Chaitanya Bhagavata. Yashodanandana Haila Sacharanandana Chaturviha Bhakta Bhava Kari Ashwadana. The same Supreme Personality of Godhead who appeared as the son of Mother Yashoda has now appeared as the son of Mother Sachi, relishing four kinds of devotional activities, purported by Srila Prabhupada. Servitude, friendship, paternal affection, and conjugal love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead are the basis of the four kinds of devotional activities. In the Shanta, the marginal stage of devotional service, there is no activity. But above the Shanta, humor are servitude, friendship, paternal affection, and conjugal love, which represent the gradual growth of devotional service to higher and higher platform. So here, as Srila Prabhupada pointed out, we are at the highest level of Krishna consciousness, therefore he recommended first to read Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then comes Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's so much for those who may think that Prabhupada didn't give us everything. He did. This is the ultimate stage of Krishna consciousness. And a description of practice and mellows to be available in Krishna consciousness, which are certainly beyond our reach to most of us. So, but it is good to know. We know where to go. This is not, therefore Prabhupada gave it to us. We have to know where to go, and good to remember where we came from. Sometimes we don't know where we are. That's where the problems usually are. We know we came from hell. We know we have to go back home, back to Godhead. But where are we now? And that's very personal and individual. We all walk through different stages of our life. And we all have to face, along with that, problems. We have this body. What to do with it? It's designated. It's a breeding place for designations. You know, yeah. Even the Varnashrama Dharma system, which is actually the only guarantee for human culture, is finally also designations. You know, I'm not a woman, I'm not a man, I'm not this body, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra. But still, we have this body, so we have to park it somewhere and act accordingly. And this is wonderfully, you know, done in Krishna consciousness. We don't deny the body. The question is only how to use it. And how to use it for a purpose, never to get such a body again. It's amazing. Prabhupada said it's like when you pick up roses, they're thorns. And sometimes a thorn can get stuck in your finger. How do you get it out? You break a thorn from the same rose and use it to pull out the first thorn. So we got in trouble into this body, and how do we get out of the trouble? Well, we use the same body again to get out. It's quite genius, actually, you know. So how do we use the body? Well, first of all, it's good to know what kind of body we have, which should happen automatically when we get distant from the body. Just imagine you are born in a car, you never get out. You know, you are growing up, living, eating, all in one car. You never get out. So probably you don't even know what kind of car it is, because you never saw it from outside. You have your concept of car being locked in it, but you never saw it from outside. And this is actually what, back again to the real subject, that's what Sankirtan is doing to you. It gives you automatically the chance to take distance from the body. And you can see, that's the body distributing here. And then you can also get some interesting realizations. Like we were all raised under various concepts, not only that we are the body, but that we are that specific body. It's one of the biggest mistakes the parents always do. They always think, this is me in another form, my child. Well, it's quickly proven it's not like that. Because it's an individual person. And especially in Kali Yuga, you never know what you get. You can try, but still you don't know what you get. I mean, our parents were here, not devotees. And how did we become a devotee? The parents are shocked. This is not my product. Something went wrong here. This is a miscreant. You know, I didn't do that. Yeah, they are right. They didn't do that. The creation of the body is a quite chemical thing. It's like a car assembly line. Okay, there's this ingredient and that ingredient, and it comes this body. And it's not a chance that these ingredients are available in that form and that body comes out. Okay. But that doesn't really constitute the ultimate truth, which is there's an individual person entering that body. And individual means there's always the element of choice. We can choose. Little choice, but it's still there. So some children, they become like this and some like that. It's like getting guests in the house. You cannot control the guest. It's a very special guest. He'll not leave so easily. Probably before leaving, he will eat everything away you have in the refrigerator. And then he will live for free, and then he will walk out. That's called the child. I know in India still there's other concepts, and it's wonderful to see when there is some gratitude, something like that. In the West, you don't see much of it. Especially people walk out. I walked out too. But for valid reasons. I had questions nobody could answer. So I found a place where I had no answer for all these questions devotees asked me. They always had more answers than I had. I thought this was very exciting. You know, I could not argue, I could nothing, because I had nothing to say. First time in my life, I really had nothing to say. Whenever I said something, they were like looking at me like, that's all? I remember the first devotee preaching to me. He's still coming around, Prithu Prabhu. Anyway, I found myself like in a shooting range, you know. I walked with him, you know, 18 years old kid. I was reading, you know, I saw ideas. And I had to remember, he was just chanting, so I was quiet. And then he said, well, you have no questions? And I was thinking, well, he said no. Then I realized I can ask even he's chanting. So I said, yes. You know, I was reading Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. He said, he's a Mayavadi. Pop. You know, and then I said, yeah, I also read something from Aurobindo. He's even worse, Mayavadi. Pop. You know. And after a few minutes, I found myself like, you know, in some kind of shooting range. You know, they have this plates always with this mechanism which shoots. So they go, pull. And then, whoo, the plate comes and they go, you know, and then they go, pull! That's exactly how I found myself. Whatever I said, he was going, pull! No, there was nothing left. It's like a shooting range, you know. This man has answer for everything. What is this? I cannot say anything. And then I finally told him, you know, can I say something at all? He said, better you don't, you chant. Okay. That was the end of the lecture. And I felt like, somewhere he is right. I just couldn't resist to come back to get another session of humiliation, you know. Yeah. Again, I came to the Sunday feast, you know, and he sat next to me, you know. And he looked at me like, and suddenly he grabbed my hair. And he was going like this. This would be the like right haircut for you. The preaching method was, first you shave him, then he's afraid to go home. Pretty brutal, you know. Oh boy, I was thinking. And he's still preaching this sometimes. It's incredible. After 45 years, he still comes up with this. I was thinking, I already told him, you will not find me preaching like this. The shaving machine doesn't do it. I saw so many, shaving is easy, you know. But how do you shave the Maya off? How do you shave the illusion? That's the real challenge. That takes time. And we are still working on it. To shave hair is a question of a few minutes, you know. But how do you shave the illusion? And how do you shave in a heart? And a head is easy, but how do you shave the thing growing out of the heart? Oh, whoa. That's another job. So, here we have another testimony, another description. It is important because I know I'm not a really big India traveler, but I know in India even the personality of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not always known, you know, or it's very wrongly known, you know. In the West, they don't know anything. I remember once visiting some professor of Hinduism, you know, Indology, in a university in Berlin, in Germany, and I brought him a set of German books. But the professor already had a set of English books because there was a party from America which Prabhupada liked very much, the library party, and they were covering the universities and distributing whole sets of books for the universities. Prabhupada liked that very much. So he already had the English books. So he took the German set also. But he was a professor of Indology, and he said, "Do you know who that Chaitanya was?" He was still confused. You find in a German dictionary, Chaitanya, Indian saint who went crazy and jumped in the ocean. That's it. You know. First of all, it's offensive. And second of all, very limited information, you know. So, that's only, they don't know. So he had Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he couldn't understand one word. Even he studied Bengali, and he was a professor of Indology. He couldn't understand one word, because you have to be a devotee. And for a devotee, the understanding comes easy by dint of his devotional service, because Krishna says that's the only price you have to pay. No, devotional service. And only by devotional service I can be recognized as I am. You can get a picture of Krishna in an academic way. And you can get ideas about Krishna consciousness in an academic way. But that's just technical information. The real realization of Krishna consciousness, therefore we have jnana, knowledge, and then there's vijnana, realized knowledge. And that comes through practice. We can sit here now comfortably and discuss so many nice things. Fortunately, I'm not a big philosopher, so don't problem, don't worry. I will not confront you with some complicated philosophical issues. Not at all. I was raised in Krishna consciousness. If you like it, and if you understand it, then you do it. If you don't do it, then you didn't understand. That's what Prabhupada did. In preaching, you can hear it. Some big professor came and said, very nice philosophy. And Swamiji, very nice. Prabhupada said, you like it? Yeah. Then do it. Yeah. Me? Oh, yes, you said you like it. Then do it. In India, it was even worse, you know, because Indians always come, very nice, very nice, very nice. And Prabhupada said to one, he was preaching to one Indian politician, he said, oh, very nice, very nice. Prabhupada said, do you like it? Then do it. Do it. Oh, Swamiji, later. He said, then do something for us. He said, well, Swamiji, what can I do for you? He said, arrange that all my devotees have visas for India. You are a member of the parliament. That was a big issue for Prabhupada. He said, you know how much money we are spending shifting these devotees back and forth every 3 months? Arrange a visa for us. He went with the same agenda on Gandhi, on Indira Gandhi. He had the same point all the time. Visa! Because, you know, so the man was thinking they will discuss, you know, Prema Bhakti, and they discussed it visa. I like the testimony of my godbrothers when he first time came with Prabhupada to Vrindavan. There was nothing. There was just, it was the first batch of devotees coming to Vrindavan with Prabhupada. So they were saying, oh, now we go to Prabhupada, to Krishna's birthplace. That's going to be amazing. Prabhupada will show us Krishna in Vrindavan. When they reached the border of Vrindavan, devotees got excited. Then Prabhupada turned in a car around and he said, we need concrete. Like, what? He said, yeah, we need concrete. Because he wanted to build a temple there. And to get concrete was very difficult. And I'm going, wow, we are entering here Krishna's, in, you know, most holiest abode. And Prabhupada thinks about concrete. Prabhupada never lost the line to a practical application of Krishna consciousness. He made it over and over clear, his purpose in Bhagavad Gita, his purpose in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Some of them are very firm. Just to warn us, don't imitate, follow. This is good to know, but follow. And follow means, Prabhupada used the word gradually. You follow gradually. Even some devotees, when my Gobrata said jokingly, he said, we are supposed to follow in Prabhupada's footsteps, but they are so big. You know, you get lost in it. As one devotee said, Prabhupada, I would like to be attached eternally to your lotus feet. Prabhupada said, it's not possible. They are moving very fast. So this is what you got when you came close to Prabhupada. Action. How do you do this? How do you practice it? How do you apply it in your life? What can you do? This is how I was trained, so you don't find me very much venging out in all kinds of, you know. I tried once to become a brahmana. Devotees were thinking, what happened? Are you sick? What happened? I tried to look brahminical, I'll say something very brahminical, and they were going, yeah, come on, I read this also, but when you say it, it sounds really unreal, you know. Therefore, I end up saying the same thing I said 40 years ago, and it's just the same thing. I try to change this, it doesn't change, you know. And I thought when I get older, it will change, yeah. No, it doesn't. It's just, no, it doesn't. Yeah, of course, something changed, you know. I go, horrible, and I go, oh, okay. To go to the chiropractica after the kirtan, you know, okay. Then maybe. But the rest is not changing. We are not changing, really. And it's not our purpose. Arjuna also wanted to change. He said, I will be a sannyasi. Krishna was just laughing. He said, Mahabaho, really a sannyasi here? Oh, great. What will you do as a sannyasi? Managing the other sannyasis or what? And we know twice Arjuna actually took like kind of sannyas, once in disguise and once he was meditating in a forest. And both, when he took sannyas like a disguise, he got another wife. That was the result of that sannyas. And when he was meditating in a forest, Kshatriyas used to do that, you know, and Lord Shiva appeared to him in disguise, challenging him over a dead pig, which is just not a real issue to discuss. There was this incident where Lord Shiva claimed, this is, I shot the pig first, and Arjuna said, no, I shot them. It's a principle. Kshatriya are principle people, so they want to know, what is the truth? Almost like, they are the same like Brahmana, it's just they are the executive. Anyway, it's an old thing, but, and there was a big battle, where in the process of the battle, Shiva revealed his identity, because originally he appeared like a hunter. So Arjuna was thinking, he's a very strange hunter, you know, it was just, you know, those Brahmastras flying, completely ecological disaster, the whole forest finished. That was the end of that sannyas. And at the end, Shiva was so in bliss, he said, it was a good fight. And he gave him his bow. That was a very powerful weapon, which later on Arjuna used on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So that was the end of that sannyas. So, and what was the sannyas of the final? It came to the point of renunciation. What was the sannyas of the Pandavas? Just walking north. Just dropping that one after another. It's quite powerful. You can just walk until you drop dead. No drinking, no eating, no sensual activity, really. Just walk, not die. But they died walking. It's called Kshatriya, you know. You cannot stop him. He will organize even his funeral, you know. Yeah. Just, no, you should not put the wood like this. You pile it up. You cannot stop this nature. Prabhupada never said, actually, we really should do that. He liked the training of Brahmana, because that's the head. That's needed. Without the head, the rest is confused. But ultimately, we will all have to settle down in a situation in which we can be most productive in our individual field, in our individual nature. And why to change this? Anyway, I don't want to go more in detail, but nowadays they discuss even if you are a man or a woman. What a waste of time. You know? Sorry, I will never become a woman. Why should women become men? I don't know. I don't think men are so interesting. You know, why are people struggling? What kind of body? Just wait. Next lifetime, no problem. You know, you have to become the man. Just wait. Just a few years and you become a man. And then you can have a good taste what kind of body that is. Regarding female bodies, I'm going to give lecture about female bodies, but I managed lots of Matajis in Krishna consciousness. Even as a brahmachari, because there was nobody else to do this. You know, I used to drive on Sankirtan with four cars full of girls behind me. You know what that means? Then I think about it, this was completely crazy. No one ashram dharma. Forget it. The books had to go out. But somebody had to do it. There was no grihastha at that time. Nothing. And these girls, you know, they needed some assistance. And they did jobs. You cannot imagine. Prabhupada called it our secret weapons. They can do things on the street. It's unbelievable. They go to a man, they go, hello. And the man goes, completely petrified. I couldn't do that. I could bling around like what I wanted, but nobody stopped. You know, girls like this size. They go, hello. Yeah. Finished. I had to stop them. I said, this is robbery what you are doing here. This is not Sankirtan anymore. They said, come on. He didn't complain. If I would do the same thing that girl did, they would call police, you know. But he liked that. I remember that Mataji's there. Rohini Devadasi, standing there, and this big fat German coming out of his Mercedes. And she goes, hello. And he goes, you know, it's like somebody froze him. And then she goes, N-n-n-n-n-n-n-n-n. I didn't even hear what she's saying. And the man just, oh, okay. And he pulls the money back out. You know what she did? She took the money back almost out of his hand. She was going, ah. And she started to pull the money out of his bag. I stood just 2 meters there. I said, what is she doing? She was going, oh, the blue one and the yellow one and the green one. And he was like, bub, 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 bub. He couldn't say anything. And at the last thing, the only thing he could say, you know, but I have still to thank my car. And then she took the last money out of him and she pat on his big fat belly and she said, walking is healthy. And he said, oh yeah, you are right, walking is healthy. And then she gave him 10 books and let him standing there. The man had no idea what is happening to him. She went around the corner, I was right away there. I said, you cannot do this. This is robbery, you know. And she said, why he like that? And the man actually was going, mm-hmm. And he put the books in a car and he didn't complain. I could have never done such a thing. I'm not saying this is the tactic. Please, this is not the new distribution method. No. But it was done so innocently and so enthusiastically. You know, yeah. Germany, my God, people challenge us all the time. When you are really enthusiastic, and you are really pure in your purpose. That's what we are trained to. Pure in a purpose. I just want to do it for Krishna and for Prabhupada. You can say things. People go, where does this money, what is this money for? I knew devotees who said, for me. Okay. Where do you get the money from? From you. And it was done so purely, people are going, yeah, you are right. Yeah, you get the money from me and it goes to you. Yeah, okay, sure. When you are pure in your purpose, people will feel it. And of course, there are also envious people and there is demonic people. Yeah, sure. But most of the people are not like that. So purity is the force. And what is our purity? To surrender everything to Prabhupada and Krishna. That's the purity. That's the definition of purity. So when we are pure in our purpose, with no secondary agenda, people will know to know that. And they will be attracted. Because they don't know this. They're nowhere to be found. Everybody in the material world wants to get something for himself. But when you are out there, you look at the photos of the initially of the first devotees. How ecstatic they are, really. Because there was nothing. I came in the door and I said, devotee said, welcome. This is a perfect place to die. And I said, yeah, this is a good concept, yeah. I have to die anyway. that much I knew. I have to die anyway, so if I die here, that's actually a quite good place to die. Yeah. In blissful company like this. It's going to be a blissful death. I thought like this. The problem is I didn't die yet. Sure. So I didn't die yet. That's the problem. So the question is actually not how to die. How to live for Krishna. And things get a little bit complicated. Sure. And that's how we are learning. Day by day, learning our lessons. And when we have such a wonderful opportunity to join such a congregational group effort. People speak about mediation, right? People speak about how to avoid conflicts and how to come together. This is the way to do it. Me on Sankirtan, you on Sankirtan. And then, I don't like you. Okay, let's go on Sankirtan. You will be amazed what happens. The very same person you really thought, not him. You distribute books together with one person like this the whole day. In the evening you think, actually he's not so bad. It's quite nice, isn't it? This is the secret for mediation. This is the secret for unification. This is the secret for many, many things. So many problems could be solved if you would have this as our priority. And besides that, as a by-effect, you are blessing all the other people without them even knowing this. That's just by the way. So it's such a wonderful way. And anytime this happens, you can see how the things are improving, changing, all the blessings will come simply by the dint of preaching and book distribution. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.